was missing. It was all too easy to find out what had happened to the small dark Amazon. All Gloria, Ryan, and Jack had to do was follow the trail left by the now-chilled mutant bear. They went while the rest of the party regrouped and prepared to continue. Ryan and Jack both carried Grens, in case the damn thing had a mate who'd be less than pleased to see them. But it seemed that it had been a loner, perhaps the last of its type. Its lair was roughly a half mile from the path they'd hacked into the jungle. It took them no time at all to reach the location, as the bear had destroyed enough undergrowth in its rampage to make the trail easy to follow. It appeared that Jess had been scouting when she had stumbled across the small gathering of trees and ferns that the mutie had gathered as a bed. There'd been no time for her to take any action, as her blade was still sheathed and her blaster lay beside her outstretched hand. A hand that was immaculate and unharmed, in contrast to the rest of her corpse. The mutie had obviously taken her completely by surprise, and her ribcage lay exposed. There was little left of her innards, and the bear had seemingly used her for sustenance to fuel its rampage. She was nearly severed at the torso, her mangled legs at an obscene angle to the rest of her body. Her head was barely recognizable, an obvious bite mark showing where the creature had attacked.
Fire blast. Have to be triple red if there are any more fuckers like that around.
Waste of a good warrior. But we must draw from this, so that she was not chilled for no reason.
Line well. But no mate here. Maybe look for them on own?
It's a fair bet that rad-blasted fuckers like that are loners, and hide well.
Something to look out for. But first we take Jess back to the gate. We have to say goodbye to a warrior. Bid her farewell.
The ceremony was simple. While Ryan and his companion stood back, the tribe's men constructed a funeral pyre for Jess. While they did this, the Amazons laid the chilled corpse on the ground. When the pyre was ready, they carried her to it and laid her on top. The wood was sprinkled with some of the precious oil and gasoline they carried with them, and Gloria set light to it. The fire burned swiftly, and they waited until it began to die. It was extinguished by the men, and Jess's last remains were buried the next morning. After that, they moved on. There were no other disturbances from the outside for the next few days. Gloria gathered her scouts and warned them of what she, Jack, and Ryan had seen when they recovered Jess, and the gate outriders were on triple red alert for any other danger that might be lurking. The only danger, though, seemed to come from within the tribe, and was directed at Jack. 3 times he was nearly injured or chilled during the following few days, and each time he was pretty sure he knew where the attack came from, although each time his accidental assailant avoided detection. The first attempt came the day after Jess's remains were buried. It was while the outriders for the day practiced with their blades, target throwing. Jack stood by, watching the different throwing techniques with interest. Tammy turned to him.
Jack, take a turn!
Unable to resist, the albino came forward, scarred visage already set hard in concentration. Palming 3 of his leaf-bladed knives, he threw quickly. Taking out one of the machetes that rested near the center of their makeshift target, by deflecting the first blade off the handle with enough force to dislodge it, and landing the next 2 in the dead center of the target.
Damn! You'll have to teach me that!
Jack allowed himself a smile as he loped forward to remove his knives and pick up the first blade and the machete as they lay on the ground. A blade thudded into the target, only inches above his head.
What the fuck?
The albino whirled, his eyes flashing and a knife already in hand. He was confronted by the group of Amazon outriders, all as perplexed as himself, looking around for who had thrown the knife. He was sure he could see a blonde head at the back of the crowd, moving away. Jack didn't pursue the matter, as the gate women were as outraged as he, but he did remember what Dean had told him about Margia's temper after he'd stepped into her fight with Mildred, and he resolved to keep his eyes open. Even so, there were 2 other occasions when he suspected that accidents were caused by the blonde armorer. The first came when they took target practice. Tammy fired the shot that nearly chilled Jack, the kickback on the .38-caliber weapon she'd been given, causing it to buck and the shot to stray sideways toward the area where Jack was wetting his knives on a stone.
What the fuck?
Sorry about that, Jack. I don't know what the hell just happened, sweetie.
It could have been an accident, except that Tammy had just been given the blaster by Margia, who'd persuaded her to try it there and then, to see if it was suitable for her needs, on a target that the armorer had placed herself with some care. The second occasion was more blatant. Jack was passing the armory when he heard the sound of a gun being cocked. With lightning reflexes, he hit the ground in a roll, the bullet whining harmlessly into a tree some 20 yards behind him.
What the fuck? God damn it!
Rising to his feet in anger and reaching the armory in two strides, Jack flung open the tent flap to find the interior empty, apart from a still warm airlight, the same one Tammy had been given a few days prior. A close examination revealed that the blaster had been tampered with, the chamber and stock revealing signs of metalwork being shaved, perhaps the same work that had previously caused it to buck so badly in Tammy's hands. Hearing the rustle of canvas behind him, Jack turned to see Margia enter. The blonde raised a quizzical eyebrow.
Trouble? Smells like cordite, huh? Damn, Jack, you seem to have a habit of being too close to blasters that just go off.
Jack said nothing. Pushing past her, he left the tent before his temper got the better of him. He could feel her eyes bore into his back as he walked away. Her time would come. As the party progressed, they traveled down an incline that was gentle and barely noticeable, but nonetheless had an effect on the surrounding jungle. Over a period of 3 hours, they found progress easier.
Valley of some kind, Ryan. Different soil, too. Look at the change around us.
The one-eyed warrior looked around. The stunted trees were more prevalent than the creepers and shrubs that had crossed their path prior to this point. The root systems had also retreated further into the ground, making the way underfoot less treacherous. There was still a canopy of leaves and branches that made the light filter through in shafts, but even this was more evenly distributed than before. Gloria raised her panga, pointing to the treetops.
See how they're spread out more, sweets? That's because they're more deeply rooted, growing strong and straight, which means we're coming into a place where the water and goodness lies deeper in the soil, which isn't what I'd expect in a valley.
Maybe this is leading downward into something larger. Like, maybe we're coming down from a plateau?
No news from the Outriders on big changes in the landscape. Wonder what I could see from above.
And before Ryan had a chance to answer her, the Amazon Queen had left his side and scaled the nearest trees, sheathing her panga and stretching her sinewy arms up to grasp a lower branch, pulling herself upward and over onto the limb with a feline grace. She disappeared into the canopy. Christy joined her lover.
Gloria scouting the land?
If this is a valley, then we need to know what the hell the incline's like. If it isn't, then what does it end in?
Trouble.
Ryan turned to her. The strands of her long flaming hair that usually hung loosely over Christy's shoulders were coiled in tight to her neck.
What is it?
Not sure. It can't be too near, as the gate scouts haven't reported anything, but since we started to go downhill and the landscape started to change, I've had this growing feeling that we're headed into trouble. I just wish it wasn't so vague.
Better vague than nothing.
Both Christy and Ryan looked up to see Gloria hanging from a tree limb, having moved across the trees with the stealth of a monkey. The woman flipped down from the branch, landing effortlessly on her thonged feet.
I couldn't see much from up there, but one thing's for sure, there's enough hiding places. I couldn't even spot my own outriders, which is okay, because they'd be in deep shit if I could. But there could be anything in there, and there are a couple of spots where we'd be very vulnerable.
Like?
My guess is that we're in an area that was sacred in some way, and hidden from view. There are some areas where camouflage was used, and the years have worn it away. Maybe 10 miles from here, there's a settlement of some kind. No fires or signs of life I could see, but at this distance, it's too soon to say. Who knows? But before we get that far, there's a plain in the middle of this that stretches for about a mile. Why the hell it should be there, I don't know. It doesn't feel quite right.
Maybe that's what's worrying me. It could be something residual that's giving me this rather than any real danger.
Never ignore Doomy, honey. What I mean is that the plain looks like it was man-made. This is a decline into lower ground level, not a valley. And with all these trees around, there's no reason in nature why that plain should suddenly be there. It's kind of weird, and that worries me.
How far to the plain?
About half a mile.
Ryan nodded, his mouth set in a grim line. They had to advance, and if there was a settlement ahead that was deserted, then it could prove instructive. But they still had to get there.
Triple red, without a doubt. Reckon we should call in the Outriders as well. If they haven't seen anything out there, then maybe whatever's waiting, if it is too smart to be caught out that way. Besides which, this is their territory.
Agreed. I'll call them back. and we proceed with extreme caution.
Ella! Ella!
JB, Mildred, Jack, Dean, and Doc move through the stilled gate procession,